So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Yeah, I was about to say.
What do you mean?
We're not the funny ones. You're the funny guy. Who's the funniest person in your life that you've met? James.
Max is definitely the funniest person I met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see how your humor is influenced by his humor.
I'm sure once you started talking to him, you realize like, oh.
Yeah, it
makes
out.
A lot of sense. Yeah, kind of the weird humor. Yeah.
Y'all like join the Discord sometimes? And I'm like, what did I just walk into right now?
We also just go off on like tangents, like yeah. We start riffing about whatever.
Dude, Rob, when's the last time you had like a real tangent, like a real issue with something? It could have been a problem or something, just something that just really got to you.
It's been a while. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of like what my last tangent was, and I feel like there was one recently, babe. Tangent. What did I go off about recently?
Your steak that you sent back at the...
Like he did not send back?
Well, I think that was Mia's tangent, maybe not my tangent, but...
Elon Musk?
Not quite what I was looking for, but... No. Tam-tam. But and I wanna circle back, though, to like the funniest person in your life, because...
Let's circle it back.
I think that for me, James, I think that you're top two.
It's pretty good.
Like, top two, just, you catch me so off guard sometimes, and it's like, and I don't know, I feel like I'm easily laughable. I feel like I laugh at a lot of things, but I feel like sometimes you really, really get me.
I love to make anyone laugh. That's like my favorite.
It's like a superpower, getting people to laugh. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It makes people more relaxed.
Would you rather be rich or funny?
Rich.
Yeah, fuck everyone else.
When you're rich, everyone laughs at your jokes.
You're so funny. He's got money left.
Mm-hmm. How rich? How funny?
I don't know.
You could make money off being funny.
Yeah, I mean, not that many people can, but it's possible.
Would you rather be named Frick Bentley or Stump Chuggins?
Frick Bentley or Stump Chuggins? I don't see a world where Stump Chuggins is an option.
Nah, Stump Chuggins is way better. I like Stump Chuggins.
Over Frick Bentley? FB?
Rob, can you weigh in?
I'd probably choose the second one.
Stump Chuggins?
Yeah.
Stump Chuggins? Chugging the end.
Chugging the Pacific Ocean, brother. Rob, who's the funniest person in your life?
Who makes you laugh?
Yeah,
you have to know them, though. Not somebody on the internet or you've never met before, but it has to be somebody that you know. You've had a real conversation with.
I feel like it's different. Like, you have different inside jokes with everyone, or you have different moments where something was just an event occurred and you guys just like kind of riffed off of it and like joked about different scenarios or like what's yeah. happened. I mean, like, me and James have had our moments, you know, driving to the middle of buttfuck nowhere to go ride dirt bikes or like whatnot. We've had our moments in like the golf carts and shit. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
To me, I've always felt like the funniest things in life are never like a stand-up comedian special. It's always like you and your friend like building off of a stupid joke yeah. to where you're both like bent over dying. Like you can't even breathe. To me, that's the funniest. Like your stomach's hurting so yeah. bad. That's the best.
Yeah.
Like a stand-up special doesn't do that. I love stand-up, but nothing hits more than like a more inside joke.
it's hard to do with stand-up because you can't, you know, go more into it. Yeah. Once their joke is done, it's like they move on, and it's like, well, what if this and this happen?
I feel like sometimes it can be hard to give context. Like, you know what we were, you know how we were just talking about, like the inside jokes, and like sometimes you go off of that, and like when you're with a friend or with a group of people, it's like it doesn't have the same effect that it would if you like told the story to somebody. But sure. You know what just came to mind about a moment like that for us was when we were in Vegas and we stayed at like the shittiest Airbnb on planet fucking Earth, and like with like creaky windows and like the fucking like street light hanging by like a little fucking ghetto, rope. Yeah. And like we were just making jokes about how fucking ghetto this place was, and we were just like, we were crying laughing. Like, we were just like, it was like, hey, look, check out this random detail. Or, like, you know, you'd hear fucking, like, a car would drive by, like, with the muffler all fucking loud. And we'd be like, yeah.
Get in. Ready for a drive-by to kick off.
We couldn't stop. I literally couldn't stop laughing because I'm like.
See, doesn't that make for a better story than getting a nice Airbnb that we never talk about?
No one talks about round two Vegas.
Or when I slept on the Auschwitz couch. See, the funniest part is the shitty stuff. Me sleeping on that couch, that pull-out bed, Rob freezing by the air conditioning. That's always funny.
Oh, man.
That was ass.
Dude, Rob, I forgot about Rob just getting absolutely fucking ice freezer blasted.
I might as well stand in the
couch. I was hot over there. It was 105 degrees outside.
I was in the Costco refrigerator section for 24 hours.
You really were, dude. I was in the perfect spot. I don't know how I ended up working out with that.
I guess we probably could have found some middle ground there, somewhere in between.
Everyone shares the middle bed.
Well, like, I don't know. We didn't even think about it. Like, I was just like, oh, like, you know, I'll take the bed this night. I didn't know what the bed were. I mean, I had no idea. It's like, but yeah, we could have maybe figured it out a little bit better.
No, it makes it funny.
Yeah. Seeing James all curled up. The only thing that would have made it funnier is if you just had like an ultimate like shitty gray thin ass blanket.
Reminds me of, you know what else was funny, was me sleeping on the couch at your dad's like Airbnb or your in Tascadero.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the kitchen basically. Yeah. So we just always joke, I'd be jacking off. People coming up, don't mind me. You're beating my face.
Good morning. Oh, you too.
Mind brewing me a cup?
Oh, man.
I'm really lucky. My family's really funny. Like, all my cousins and my parents, they love to joke around. They're a lot cleaner, I would say, than I am.
Yeah.
They're very, like, religious, but they love to, like, joke around.
Yeah. Are they, like, joke around in terms, do they bust balls, or how would you describe their humor?
Kind of, yeah.
Ball busting?
But much more like PG.
Yeah.
I guess I would say. Than myself. I love to ball bust.
Couldn't tell. Couldn't tell.
Makes me laugh. You know what's funny? A really funny feeling is when you're not supposed to laugh, or like sometimes I'll be at work and our office is really quiet, and I'm listening to like a YouTube video or so, or an Instagram reel or something, and it's just fucking so hard not to like keep laughing.
I will never forget one night Mia went to sleep and I was watching a Bob Does Sports video, and I legitimately couldn't stop laughing at one of their moments, and I'm like trying to hold in a belly laugh, and I'm like, it's making it worse.
Yeah.
And then the bed is just like vibrating.
She's like, what the fuck?
And then she was like, babe.
There's an earthquake.
Just let it out.
I literally couldn't stop laughing.
See, they're great because you feel like you're a part of the crew. So it's like, even Bob has a really good, like, friendly energy of making you feel like you're a part of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
So those jokes hit even harder because you feel like you're there with the boys, I think.
I mean, there's times where I listen to our podcast like after the fact, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I forgot that happened. Yeah. And I just dying laughing at work, and everyone's like, what? I'm like, oh, just listen
or to you
something.
Missed something, or
yeah.
It's a funny feeling when you try and tell a joke or something, and like you said, like you know, you kind of have a different set. I have like a different sense of humor with different people, if that makes sense. Like,
sure,
you have a rapport just like any other conversation. I speak to you differently than I speak to this person or what have you, but sometimes you make a joke and they're like, I don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a weird feeling. I feel like, yeah, I can't really be your friend then. If you're not like kind of weird and funny.
You need friends not willing that, to laugh. You need friends that appreciate like a inappropriate and like wholesome joke.
Inappropriate's funny.
Inappropriate, dark senses of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, James, religious girls are off limits for you. No, no C group women for you, dude.
Probably, yeah.
Convert them
to the dark side.
Let me teach you about Satan.
Do you know any James, do you know any women like waiters that smoke cigarettes? Like, I feel like that's kind of,
is that my vibe? Damn it.
I feel like that's every server out there.
Damn. What restaurant are we talking about?
Papa's. Talking about
Denny's?
I'm talking like Sizzler, brother. Oh. We talking Denny's? No, dude, we all know it's like 50 and up Hispanics, you know? It's like not like that. I'm talking like a... Oh, man, I got to think about this one. I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe the Cheesecake Factory. Like, that's just somebody okay. That, like, they're kind of, like, they're smart. They can, like, hold it together. But they're a little high strung. They got to be working. You know, they got to be moving at a fast
Wood
pace.
Ranch.
And they're, and trust me, right. They're looking for that 10-minute smoke break. Like, they know when it's coming. And they're going to enjoy those 10 seconds.
I feel
seconds.
Like every, at least what I hear, everyone that works in a restaurant, it's just a fuck fest 2009. At least that's
oh,
what
yeah.
I hear.
That's exactly is how that, it is.
It's tons of drama. Tons of, like, talking shit, drugs, fucking, that's what I hear about that, every restaurant.
Yeah.
Is that just scandalous, low key?
Yeah, I don't know. Strangely enough, like, I never had that many friends growing up that worked in restaurants, but my buddy who was a waiter, he definitely, like, yeah, I for sure remember that he hooked up with,
you piped like three of four or five.
Definitely, like, all hooked up with some of his
that's
servers.
That's what I'm saying.
Friends.
Yeah, that's, apparently that's pretty frequent.
Yeah.
Yeah, valet was a lot of dudes, so...
Shit. Still be fucking...
Dude.
Little did you know...
A lot less drama.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's definitely less drama.
When you're flipping...
There's way less drama.
When you're flipping for tips, as a captain, like, so you're going to pay me out of what you lost?
That's
or?
Not drama. Drama's like, oh my God, did you hear what she said? She said, you're a faggot, or whatever. She said it, you said it. To me, that's...
Yeah, there wasn't really drama at our location.
It's all dudes.
There's always drama at my location that I went to after. Even with all dudes.
I could just be oblivious, though, to be fair.
Someone's like, you're not parking cars.
That's not drama,
and
though.
We're pulling tips, though. Like, why should I be the one parking cars if he's just going to sit over here?
That's just true, though. If you're telling that to someone's face, it's not really like drama, I guess, you know? He's like, I had an parking car. Fucking. So that's trash. That looks fucking gas, whatever that is.
It looks like slow cooked something.
Whoa.
What? You've seen those people that do fire shots where they do a shot and they like light it on fire and they. Every time I see a video, it's just shooting.
I think you're supposed to blow it out.
Pour liquor all over their face and light it on fire.
Aren't you supposed to blow it out before you take the shot?
I don't know. I've seen people not do that. I don't know if it's the right thing to do. What's that shot you do? Is it a where you don't use your hands?
Blowjob shot.
Yeah?
I definitely had to take one of those shots, not when I was 21, but I was like 22 or 23.
It wasn't a shot. Was it?
I took a shot at that.
Just a blowjob.
It felt really lame to do it, I'm not going to lie.
Put your hands behind your back?
I don't even remember if I did that or not.
How do you...
I feel like the cups are too wide for your mouth to go around it.
A shot glass?
Jesus, Rob.
Depending on...
Too much girth for you.
I've never tried it. It just looks...
Yeah, you tried it at home by yourself.
Nah.
You're like, that's the only way I do shots. That would be funny. All right, everyone, let's do a shot. You're the only one.
Let's do a shot.
That would be funny. My dad's really funny too. You guys is
my dad.
Your parents funny?
Yeah, my dad's funny. My dad's funny.
Your mom's not funny? She can be funny.
She can be.
But maybe, you know, the relationship between you two may not be like.
But then again, it's also like inside joke.
But that's more,
fun. Yeah.
I'm not saying does your mom go up on stage and do like a 10-minute set. I mean, like, do you and her laugh together?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Funny moments together. We'll just put it that
way. Sure.
Yeah, I think my dad is definitely funny. I've definitely laughed at a lot of his shit before.
It's always interesting because they definitely have like a different sense of humor. Just they're older.
Yeah.
It's a little different perspective.
You know, but I will say though, like, I feel like I don't think of my mom as funny, but my mom does like hilarious things that we can like all laugh about.
Well, like, is she doing it on purpose? Like, or like everyone's laughing at your mom because she does something stupid? No. My mom's so funny. She's a fucking idiot.
Like,
that's a different story.
Like, for example, so like my mom and sister went out to dinner to celebrate like my sister's birthday or something like that, and they went to this fancy Italian restaurant that serves like this cheese wheel pasta, right? And so it's like this truffle cheese wheel pasta. It's like everyone goes there for this dish. It's really expensive, but they get sat at this like really tiny outdoor table, and like they go through, they order the dish, and it comes out, and they go through this whole process. They shave the truffle, and it's like this fucking $60 pasta dish. And then my mom like accidentally fucking like knocked it over, and like, and she was just like, oops, like, and then they like had to get her another one essentially. But like my sister was fucking just crying laughing because they were on this small shitty table, and like my sister was like reminding her like, hey, like it's a small table, so don't knock it over. And she like still ended up knocking it over, and then my mom was like embarrassed to order it, like tell them like what happened.
It's pretty funny. It's awkward funny.
But there's just like this plate of pasta like on the fucking floor. It's like a $60
like
pasta.
Face down.
Like, yeah, like the dish is broken.
Well, don't put people in such small fucking tables.
That was my mom's thought. She was like, I didn't, you know, this table's tiny. Like, how do you expect me to eat? Like,
it's a pet peeve of mine. Tables that are too small.
Yeah.
You order like one entree and like one appetizer, and it's like there's no room. There's no room. It's like
you're begging for like drinks to get knocked over and shit.
Oh, 100%.
Starting a new segment.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's hear it, baby.
This is called Rappers' Real Names.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you a real name, and I want you to tell me what rapper this is. For example, Aubrey Graham.
Drizzy.
Easy, right?
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is testing our ability to get.
It's easier than me giving you the rapper name and you telling me who
that
their
is
real
very,
name is.
That is very true.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sergio Kitchens. These are all famous rappers, definitely in the last 10 years or so.
Sergio. I mean,
Sergio Kitchens.
I feel like I've heard Kitchens, but Sergio? Oh, my God. Oh, wait. This is a total guess. I'm going to guess Bad Bunny.
Hmm.
I mean, first name Sergio.
Sergio's a Latin name. Kitchens is specifically not a Latin name.
Yeah, fuck.
And Bad Bunny's from Puerto Rico.
So, no Kitchens?
Why do I feel like...
don't have those kind of last names. What'd you say?
Why do I feel like it's something like Pitbull or something?
Could be. I wouldn't call Pitbull a rapper.
Okay.
We're getting real
Or
technical.
Bad Bunny, to be honest. I wouldn't call them rappers. I'd call them singers, but... pop stars. These are rappers.
Sergio Kitchens?
Sergio Kitchens. So, a lot of rappers, to be fair, their name's kind of a play on their real name, right?
Is this guy a play on his real name?
No. That's what I'm saying, is that this one's tough because there's no, like, hint in his name. Like, Dr. Dre is like Andre something, right? Dre, whatever. So, a lot of names are plays on... Aubrey Graham's middle name is Drake, so he goes by Drake. This one is unrelated, so that's a tough one.
I want to say like French Montana.
Ooh, that's a good guess. It's a really good guess.
Blake, what was your guess?
I said Bad Bunny, but...
And I don't feel like you're very confident about it.
I'm not, but I... Just, I'm
I think
I'm
the fact that
in.
James says that he doesn't consider him a rapper means that it's probably not going to be Bad Bunny.
I'll give you another shot.
You'll give me another shot?
Yeah.
I took another shot.
What was your guess?
French Montana.
French Montana. Yeah, that's a good-ass guess. Sergio Kitchens. Big X the Plug.
Damn.
Okay. It is Gunna.
Wow.
Really? Gunna?
Sergio Kitchens. Mr. Gunner.
Damn. That's... I could have... I can kind of see that. I mean, I don't know how... I can't believe his first name is Sergio, but that's... Yeah.
Kitchens is a Southern Black last
name.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Sergio is a Latin...
Yes.
First name. Sergio Giovanni Kitchens.
The fuck is he a Gunna from?
Guns?
Just Gunna?
Shooting? Yeah. You want one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for one more, actually.
Okay. Gunna. Mark it off. This one's insane. Navadius Wilburn.
Is he black?
Navadius?
L'Aquarius?
Dontrell?
Le Carpetron Duke Marius?
Jack Marius? Jack Marius? That's probably the best one. Jack Marius? Jack Marius?
I don't even remember the fucking name that you said.
You're just thinking about Jack Marius. I'm just running through all the names in my head of like Quattro Quattro, Hingleby Kringleberry, Navadius Wilburn.
Navadius Wilburn.
Navadius. That's a first name I've never heard before.
Damn.
Navadius Wilburn. I don't know why. I wanna guess a rapper that's not like a current rapper, like an older rapper, like a 90s rapper. I don't know why.
Those are on the list.
I have a strange feeling it's like a 90s, 2000s rapper. Not like a current rapper.
That's your hunch. To be fair, I would only give you rappers you guys have heard about. I'm not going to pick like some crazy 80s.
Yeah.
So I went to the park and that shit is so corny to me.
Navadius.
Wilburn. Geoduck. Dong Soup.
Navadius Wilburn.
All right. Let's go Trippie Redd.
Damn, okay. Damn, Rob, you're good at this game. That's like a good guess.
I'm between him and someone else, but I'll wait till Blake.
Yeah, I can't do any hints. This is a good game for me because I do know rappers, but I'm also really bad at pop culture, so I feel like this is a good game for me.
I feel like I never know rappers' real names. They're always like, what fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times they're very black, let's be honest. Navadius is crazy. That's Dong Soup. What are they making, bro? Does it get bigger when she smacks it? It starts growing.
Damn. Oh, my God. Look at how she handles it, too.
She's not afraid of these things. She's experienced with these. It's going to shrink up in the ice water.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Why can I not think of this guy's name?
Oh, it's squirting.
I'm
it squirted out a little bit.
I know who I want to guess, but I literally forgot his rap name.
What song do they sing?
He's the fucking Memphis rapper.
Can't give you any hints.
No, I know, but Rob, what's the Memphis rapper?
Memphis? Which one?
Make music?
Dude, there's like fucking three Memphis rappers, but... I just listened to one of his songs recently. It's the Ocean Spray. The song is Ocean Spray, Memphis rapper.
You're talking about...
That's a foreskin.
I mean, that... that is.
I know that song, too.
That's the nuts. What are you going to say? We're watching a show about geoducks.
Yeah, I don't know what that dish is, but I ain't fucking eating it.
Can't be caught eating that fucking thing.
Absolutely.
With the boys see you eating
not.
A geoduck? Put your hands behind your back, please.
You don't know.
Well, they're going to cut it up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we need
our
a guess.
Our like, phones allowed or?
No. Rob already made his guess.
You're talking about, can I to help Blake with
yeah,
who he's talking about?
Like,
oh, who he's talking about?
Yeah.
Sure. I won't chime in.
He only said the song name that he sings.
Do you know?
I had to look it up.
Okay. That could be.
I can't believe I mean, like, I know if I think about it, I can. But I'd rather Rob just tell me.
Can
right
I tell him?
Yeah, just tell me.
Moneybag Yo.
Moneybag Yo. I'm going with Moneybag Yo.
It's not Moneybag Yo.
Damn it.
It's Future.
What?
What?
Nevadius Wilburn.
Yeah, that guy definitely has a futuristic ass name. Nevadius.
Nevadius. Sounds like a robot. Nevadius.
I would never have guessed that.
No. One day you guys are going to guess and get it, right? Statistically speaking here.
Yeah. No, this is a good game. I like how...
You gotta start doing some homework.
No,
don't do homework.
I was about to say, this game's only fun when you don't do homework. This is a great game.
It's much funnier when you don't know. Or if you can pick up on a context clue based on their name. I'm trying not to give you guys ones that are, like, super obvious based on their name.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of that segment.
All right.
I already did Frick Bentley and Stump Chuggins.
I got trivia for you guys, so let me hit you guys with a trivia.
Curvy?
Frozen peanut butter cups. Okay. Which franchise was founded first, KFC or Popeyes?
KFC. Lock it in.
James?
I feel like that's a trick question, so I'm going to go Popeyes.
The correct answer is... KFC was founded in 1942
in a gas station
in Salt Lake City, Utah.
What?
Can you guys guess how many units are operated for KFC?
Like chain locations in the U.S.?
Yeah. But just
globally?
It would be worldwide, I think. Yeah. Do you think it's? How about this? I'll give you multiple choice answer. Do you think it's 5,000, 15,000, 20,000, or 30,000?
It's that many? I'm going to go 5,000.
No, let's go 20.
The correct answer is 31,981 units.
Wow.
For KFC. Yes, you heard that correctly. Popeyes.
That's crazy.
Founded in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1972.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, a little bit more recent. It first, fun fact, opened up first as called Chicken on the Run. Very interesting.
It's a good thing they rebranded.
How many units do you think Popeyes has? 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000?
Let's go 5,000.
2,000.
The correct answer is, well, I'm calling it 5,000. It's like just under that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 5,000 units.
Wow. what the fuck was Colonel Sanders doing founding a chicken restaurant in 1942? This is World War II.
He was cooking it out of a gas station.
I was reading his
Japan bombed Pearl Harbor in December 8, 1941.
I was reading his Wikipedia. Apparently he had like a motel or something like that, and he would serve like his guests' fried chicken recipe. And then he eventually he perfected his recipe and then opened up this restaurant.
The 11 Herbs and Spices.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, yes.
Is he from Kentucky?
I I don't think so. I don't know why I didn't write it down, but I think it was originally called Kentucky Fried Chicken, the first unit, but then eventually got rebranded to KFC. He sold out in 91. So
probably made a bag.
Yeah. But obviously it got bought by the Yum, it's like part of the Yum Brands conglomerate, which also owns like Taco Bell and shit like that.
Yeah. Fried chicken.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty fascinating. 31,000 fucking, can you imagine?
No.
I do find it very interesting because it's like, you think it's like so crazy, right? Like to own and operate that many units, but this is where I think business can be really fascinating because, you know, business is like, doing good business is like having a business plan and like,
I guess it would be most of our franchise.
Well, yeah, but like having these big corporations and when you organize everything and you have like a plan and there's a system, right? Everything is very systematic, so it's very, it's much easier for them to calculate margins and profit. And then you just like have these select people like doing these very specific tasks, whether it's creating a menu or finding locations or all sorts of like marketing plans, all of this stuff. And they find ways to just like increase their margin and then believe like over time they scale up. And then all of a sudden it's like, you think of 31,000 units. You're like, oh my God. Like if each unit makes like $10,000 or $12,000 a year, you're talking like that's millions of dollars in profits, but obviously it's probably much more than that. But I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of the economies of scale, how much their ability to scale, and then their specialization, like you're talking about. There was an interesting video this guy did where he tried to make his own chicken sandwich from scratch. Like, he bought land. He grew wheat on his land.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm talking scratch. I'm not talking about he went to the store and bought flour. He grew everything from scratch, and it cost him so much money to make a chicken sandwich. Just, it's showing you how companies that have scaled up largely and correctly, how cheap they can do something at their scale versus you who don't have any of that infrastructure ready to go. Crazy, huh?
It is crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, you guys would probably like the show The Food That Built America on the History Channel. I think it's on Hulu, too. It kind of goes in depth on all the brands when they first started and like where they are today and the competition they had with, you know, Kellogg's and Post, like Coke and Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Domino's. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of in the food industry, so like when I went to Boston, we had dinner with one of my dad's clients, and they do seafood, but they also do like a lot more in poultry and meat. And you would be surprised with meat. There's only like three major vendors, like those three, and those three companies that are like the three big ones. They just swallowed up all the smaller ones over time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like Ralph's or Kroger swallowing up all the small grocery stores. It's the principle is the same of like, there used to be a lot more independent gas stations, but then Shell or BP buys them one by one until all of a sudden it becomes like two or three companies that own fucking everything. Because they're eliminating their competition, basically. But the whole like farming thing is crazy, how they sign these, Tyson and all this stuff, how they sign these farmers to contracts and then they kind of like fuck them over.
Oh, yeah.
If you look into the whole industry, it's pretty fucked up. Mass farming and stuff like that. That's an ugly ass fish.
What is that? Is that a snapper? What is a dry aged fish?
Smells good, I bet. Stinky.
Ooh, sashimi grade.
Today for me is 5 years no nicotine. Today is the day.
Let's go.
Wow. 5 years. A long time, dude.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. I still remember when you had your timer going, and it's just like, how far along?
Really?
I definitely remember this guy fucking ripping darts at the valet.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
Ooh, damn. Good for you, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's sick, Dad.
My mom hit 10 years, too.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your mom was a smoker? I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. She smoked for probably 20 years.
Where do you think he used to steal it from?
Damn.
Rob and I played War Thunder last night.
Fuck that game.
War Thunder?
Yeah, have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
It's like a plane tank fighting game. Kind of like Battlefield if it was just vehicles.
Oh, that sounds like it would be cool.
I heard you have to put in so much time just to upgrade your tank from like a light tank to like a medium.
It's definitely a freemium model of like
pay to play to win kind of.
Oh, yeah, we have goofy ass biplanes like slow, and then you can pay way more money to get fucking jets and shit like that.
Oh,
I think it's like,
man,
$80 or $70 for like an F-16.
Oh my god,
that's so much money. Not five. It should be $5.
No.
That's crazy.
But
we don't know how to play the game, to be fair. We can't judge it based on playing two games where we got our asses kicked.
Are the mechanics good? Like, did you enjoy like the movement experience and just like shooting? I don't know.
No, I feel like I was always in free roam looking around my plane and crashing into the ground.
But to be fair, I'm not a great flyer in Battlefield either, so I could definitely use some
practice. Dude, I'm not gonna, when we played Battlefield, I used to like literally practice how to like in the fucking like the helicopter and shit, because I was like, dude
those are hard.
I love flying in Battlefield.
Oh man, I wanted to get good at that so bad, but it's like, dude, it's so fucking hard to like master that.
Well, yeah, I don't know, converting that kind of movement to a control, not like I know how to fly a helicopter in the first fucking place, but moving that onto a controller feels so weird. I don't know.
I think in Battlefield there's one helicopter where like the propellers move. It's like an airplane more.
Or the Osprey.
Yeah, they had one of those, and I was able to perfect that. Just like hover and tilt sideways for you guys, so just fire down on the people. I had that one.
A good pilot's
dialed in,
worth their weight in gold.
Yeah,
I think Battlefield is like very smooth. It's like very, I think it feels really good. I'm not great at it, but I think it feels good.
Yeah,
to fly.
I remember like in elementary school, middle school, we'd go to Howie's. And we'd be playing Battlefield 2 on the PCs. And it's all your friends and like one like the lobbies, and then you jump in the jet with them and you're flying and you crash and you're like, what the fuck? You just hear them laughing because they ejected before they basically killing you.
Dude, we used to have so much fun riding around in tanks. Remember that? I prefer being like a gunner personally. I have more fun. But that's me.
The tanks in Hell at Loose are pretty fun.
Dude, I don't understand that game at all.
You have to play with
the... You keep saying that, and then anytime I say you want to play, it's like, oh, I can't, because
he's grinding.
Well, they get on at like 6, and they get off by like 8, because they're 2 hours ahead.
Where have the guys been at on Rivals, dude? I've been looking for these dudes. Where are they at?
I haven't played that game since before you left.
Me?
And Rob, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I... Believe it or not,
the reset is this weekend.
Ooh, is it really?
Yeah, new season, new character, new map.
I'll be fine.
I think the game is actually fun. Like, I really
do.
So
good.
I'm a little sad that I can't play comp, because I feel like that's...
Dude, you are missing out.
Without comp, like, yeah, like just playing quick matches, it just, I don't know, it doesn't quite do it for me. I mean, like, I still think it's fun when we all play quick matches together, but I think you can only do that for so long before it's like gets kind of stale.
Well, I like playing quick matches with the boys. It's just like, let's play two of them, warm up, and let's go play competitive, you know?
Exactly.
Let's get into the real shit.
Yeah, maybe for my next birthday I can get like a PS5 or an Xbox.
Me, yeah.
I mean, Series X, 1 TB, $382 at Walmart.
$382?
I'll sell you an Xbox and I'll upgrade to the newer one. Just like I sold you that Switch over there.
Yeah. So, but I will tell you what I have been doing. This should be kind of interesting for the fellas. So, recently, just before my Boston trip, I was like, you know, I want to get a new game for like, just before box. I know I'm going to be flying in the plane a lot, or just like I'm going to have a lot of dead time. So I was like, you know, why don't I maybe like a card game or just something slightly different than like what I would normally play. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. Like, there was this like newly remastered Yu-Gi-Oh game that came out, and it basically had like all like every Yu-Gi-Oh game for whatever, like it was like a dozen Yu-Gi-Oh games like all bundled into this one game. And so I got it, and that kind of got me the itch. I was like, you know, I was like, because I was playing all these games that were basically made in like the fucking late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So then, but it was like, but also they fucking, of course, it's like they remued for the site. It was like a $60 game or some shit like that. And I was like, you know, like, I want to play other games, but I'm like, I'm not paying another $60 for like another fucking game. Like, I'm just absolutely not doing that. So I was like, you know, like, maybe there's a way I can like play like an older like Pokemon game. So then I was like on Reddit, and I stumbled upon, have you guys ever heard of emulators, or do you know what they are?
I have Delta on my phone.
Yeah. So
Delta,
like,
emulator. So I have the ROMs, like Pokemon. I have Fire Red on my phone.
Nice. So yeah, I mean, that's literally what I've been playing recently is, I haven't been playing Fire Red, but I downloaded two of them, but I downloaded Heart Gold and Black, or Black 2, or either Black, I forget which one. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I'm fascinated at how well those emulators work. And I've been playing this old Pokemon game, and it's been great. It's been like a lot of fun. But on top of this, I had like just discovered this, right? And we went over on the baby shower, we went over to Mia's cousin's house, and I was like talking to him about it, because he's like a big gamer too. And he was like, oh dude, like, let me show you like what's up. And I go over to his PC, and he has like a fucking premium like emulator, right? It's like a paid emulator, but he doesn't just have like one or two games on there. Like, he has literally like the entire fucking library of like all of these old console games.
Yeah.
And all like not just like Nintendo, like Super Nintendo, and like he has like, what I mean, everything. He has like every game that you could think of ever fucking made, like from the 90s onward. He fucking has it. Like, we're talking like all of those arcade games, Time Crisis, like, all of those, like, the, you remember like the Metal Slug game, like, mm-hmm, little, mm-hmm, like running around, like he has that. And he has like the inputs for like the joystick. So he has like two controllers that are like joystick controllers, mm-hmm, and it like, it fully recreates that whole experience, but you're playing it on a PC. And like Golden Tee, like I think it was over, he said he had to delete a bunch, but he had over 1800 games.
Yeah.
Damn.
And dude, emulators are, yeah, they're sick.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, could you, like, as a kid, could you imagine if you had something like that? It would have been, like, you would never get off that.
And nowadays, kids don't want to play those games, though, to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely like an old head. Kids want to play Fortnite now. But I get what you're saying. Like, it's amazing. But the what's so cool lately is that Delta, the app, is now, like, right? The problem has always been, like, emulators have existed for a long time on PCs and Androids because they're easy to install onto them.
Uh-huh.
But now, finally, Apple has allowed Delta, an emulator, to be, like, actually on their app store.
I didn't know that whole drama or that whole thing. I had no idea.
Because emulators are kind... I don't really know how they're legal. Because they're using licensed games.
Sure.
For free.
Yes.
Typically, companies don't like that.
Yeah. Like, I could see why they wouldn't.
It'd be like if you could install a music app on your phone, they gave you free music. It's like, Apple probably wouldn't be cool with that. The publishers of the music wouldn't be cool. So I don't even know how they're doing it. Like,
dude, LimeWire got shut down hella quick.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fascinated by it. Because, yeah, they... Like, you're not actually playing the game. They're just, like, replaying code, essentially, or just something like along. They're literally recreating the experience of the game without the game, which is, I don't know. I mean, I find it, But in my head the whole time I'm like, this is free? Like, this is actually free? Like,
probably
what?
Shouldn't be.
What the well, I was
it seems
doing
like
some,
it has to be stealing.
I was doing some research on Reddit, and apparently like, so like that group Delta has like a Patreon like upgraded version of the app, and you can do more stuff with it. Like, for instance, in the Pokemon games, a lot of the barriers to getting certain Pokemon are like, oh, you have to trade this Pokemon and then it will evolve.
Yeah.
In the Patreon version, they offer like a way for you to like, you can emulate multiple games and you can actually use these like additional function of the other games to like trade with yourself. And
okay. So extra features.
Yeah. So there's like additional features or whatever. And I would imagine it's probably more flush and.
No, I'm just saying it's crazy. It's free considering these games are on there for free.
It doesn't even make sense to me how you could get like all those old arcade games. I don't even understand how that works.
Think about how like Call of Duty now is like 100 gigabytes. Back then these things were like megabytes, like tiny relatively. So I think, don't they like port them over to a PC or whatever and then they're able to upload them and you can download them basically?
I am fascinated by how it works that like, I mean, it was remarkably easy. I mean, I fucking did it all on an iPhone, and it took me like less than 10 minutes to get two games that otherwise, like if I tried to buy either of those games online or just like a physical copy, like you're talking like you're going to pay over retail price for something like that.
eBay, plus the biggest problem is you have to have the console to play it typically. So if you wanted to play that Pokemon game, you'd have to go buy a Game Boy or whatever, you know?
Blew my mind. So I was like, I'm going to definitely be playing some more emulator games and stuff just because I'm like, well, it's free and why not? I mean, I don't know. Just whenever I want to pass the time by. So, yeah, I've really been enjoying that so far.
On your phone, you're saying? You're playing on your phone?
Yeah, just on my phone.
Yeah.
I did. The homie did re-download because I have enough storage now. Not COD.
Warzone?
No, not
Verdansk is back.
I know.
I never played Verdansk.
What?
Everyone talks about Verdansk.
Warzone 1.0. Go ahead.
No, but because I deleted COD, I was like, you know what? I have enough space, and I already have the game, so I'll just re-download. I re-downloaded Battlefield, so
let's all play again.
We've been playing, a little bit.
Yeah. No. Obviously, I mean, I was fucking hella busy. This past weekend, I thought I wasn't going to be busy, but I ended up being busy. But this weekend,
it's fucking game.
I think
boys.
I'm fucking chilling. So yeah, I think.
Go shopping.
Oh, fuck! I forgot.
You going wedding dress shopping?
Yeah, I'm.
Why do
going...
you have to go? I thought that was like a women's thing.
Someone's gonna pay.
No, we
just throw the credit card.
Obviously, our roommate is moving out, so we have to like. You know, we need to fix up the room. We have to get like, you know, we're probably just gonna touch up the apartment, make it feel a little bit different, just because, you know, this will be like our place now. So, you know, we need to get something like either like a futon or some sort of couch for in there.
Get an Auschwitz bed.
And yeah, probably just like some decor, maybe a little bit more storage or something like that, shelves for, you know, maybe move this bookcase or something. Just I don't know. We're going to touch up the place and change it up a little bit so that it feels a little bit more inviting. And then, yeah, if we could set up that other room to be like a hybrid office, second bedroom, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Nice.
So you're busy, huh?
Apparently, it's going to take...
Be busy this week.
Apparently, it's not an Amazon thing. It's a we-gotta-go-somewhere thing. So, I don't know. Maybe Sunday for sure.
You have to move furniture.
I have to move furniture. And we got to do a long run. Always got to do a long run on the weekend. Still been doing that, by the way. You been running, James?
I haven't been.
No?
I have not.
Last week, clocked in 34 miles.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Lot of running.
Yeah.
And
anyways, the guys haven't been on Rivals.
The fellas have not been on Rivals.
Bumming me out.
I don't know if that's... Is that on me?
No, I haven't been on either. I've been playing other games.
You've been too cool to hop on Rivals.
What I was about to say, it sounds like you ditched James a little bit.
Well, he left.
He's trying to do this thing like, damn, I don't even like Rivals. What is Rivals?
He left for 2 weeks, I started playing another another
James
game.
Was all like jazzed about the new update or like the new patch coming through, and Rob was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Even like my kids like, oh, let's play Rivals. I'm like, I'm not playing that game.
Oh, damn.
It's I'd rather play like two games of Fortnite and get off and not even bother.
The thing is, I feel like that game would be good for you, though, because it's so fucking quick. Like, comp is not...
Rivals is quick.
Yeah.
Most games are like 10, 15 minutes.
Well, the game I play, each game, it could be like an hour long.
No way. Rivals? Really?
No, Hell It Loose.
Oh.
Dude,
what are you talking about time?
Dude, it's funny because Helldivers is kind of like that too. The game that I play with Andy sometimes. It's like the missions can be like 45 minutes.
Sometimes Battlefield can be like that.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about Battlefield is you always fucking dip. You don't have to play the whole thing.
Yeah. Need to be there for my guys. My teammates. My squad brothers.
Oh, Toro.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play competitive, honestly.
Download it on your PC, on your Chrome top. Get like 30 frames. You could. I don't think it's... I wonder if the game is super taxing. I don't know if it is.
I could. It's just Max doesn't have a PC, so how am I supposed to play with Max?
Oh...
I trade one dude I can't play with for another dude I can't play with. What's the point of that?
Yeah.
No, you trade one dude you can't play with for two dudes you can't play with.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No, I'll get back on eventually.
Maybe when Hell Let Loose gets shot to the ground.
An update actually just came in today, or is coming in this week, and is a new map dropping.
Bet it's not better than Verdansk.
Probably right. It's not.
I've been playing Magneto.
Dude, I was about to say, tell me about your experience with Magneto. So you just hopped on him and then Magneto. You started dominating? You had a good healer that actually understood you got to heal the front line?
How is that character benefiting Max's character? So let's ask that question, because I know that's where it's going to go.
No, if anything, he would want me to play Hulk so he could play Iron Man.
Okay.
No, I've just never played like a traditional tank, and he's definitely like the most textbook. And I just wanted the option to like, if in case we need a fucking tank, I'll play. I
no
can
more
do
Venom?
It. Venom? I can play Venom. Venom's just not traditional. He's not great at holding like the front line. He's very like...
He's not a traditional tank, absolutely.
He's a dive, which he's is dive, great.
Yeah.
But you need to have, if you're going to have a dive tank, you can't just have one dive tank. You would also need to have a regular tank or just a regular tank, if that makes sense. Traditionally speaking,
well, Max,
so you can have a regular one hold the front line, and then the dive comes in, boom, lights somebody up, gets out of there, goes to the back line, hits a healer, hops back out.
Well, yeah, so your main tank would be Max on Penny. You'd come in as
probably be me on Magneto, and then either no other tank or, yeah, I don't know. It's just for the option, because I mean, really, I play like Hela, Punisher, Rocket. I could play Scarlet Witch. I just wanted more variety, and tanking is something that kind of eludes me, so I just wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah, no, they did the community a big favor by buffing Magneto in that last patch, because his damage buff makes him like much, much more viable, and like being able to like left click, right click, and then left click again, really like doing that combo in succession, like you can actually do like a fair amount of damage.
Plus,
like, the bubble is good for, like, escaping if you ever get pulled by a Bucky, or you just, like, you're whittling down your health and you haven't been healed. You can either heal yourself, you can heal... Like, using the bubble is super... You can use it really tactically and save yourself and do good stuff for your team. So, yeah, he's a great... I mean, very simple, but good character. It's, like, a little... I think it's less complex than Strange, who, like...
Yeah, for sure.
For Strange, like... One, the portal mechanic is just, like, fucking weird on PC. I mean, I still don't even know how to fucking portal on Strange on PC, but that mechanic is strange with, like, a way too long of a cooldown, plus, like...
Way too long.
He has dark energy that he has to get rid of, and, like...
Like, the dark... Yeah, like, you have to constantly be monitoring your dark energy, and just, like, to do damage, you have to, like... effectively you have to be constantly doing like a melee primary fire swap, which is like also just a little button mashing feeling to me, which doesn't seem that fun.
I think he's way more complex. I think he can be great, obviously, in the right hands. But if we're talking like traditional frontline, it's Magneto for sure. Like,
yeah, I think his ult is more fun too than the fucking stun. Like the stun can, like the strange stun can be like, can definitely be more impactful. But like, dude, that ultimate, for whatever reason, I feel like people get fucking, you get slept by Mantis, you fucking get froze by Luna. Like, there's so many ways you get your ult canceled like that. Yeah. Whereas like the Magneto fucking meteor is just like, you just like know you're gonna fuck somebody up. Like, you're gonna hit somebody with that damn thing and they're gonna die probably if you hit them.
Yeah.
Well, I think what would work is playing Mantis, put someone to sleep as you're ulting so you could hit them.
With the Agamotto part you're talking about, or the...
No, like with the ball? Talking the
meteor.
The meteor? Yeah.
Magneto meteor. I think the one ultimate that combos well with basically any other ultimate is the Groot ultimate, but you don't really see a whole lot of Groot played in like a lower elo.
So what rank are you?
I haven't been playing in competitive.
Oh, okay.
Well, what about Max? He hasn't been playing competitive or what?
I don't know. Not with me. We haven't been playing competitive. Damn. Just the two of us. Well, I think we have. It's just like, it's tough with two for sure.
Because I think once we get to those levels where you're voting to not use...
Do we know what elo that is or what rank?
I think it's above diamond or whatever is above. It's what's like above the gold?
Two highest tiers or yeah. whatever. So I don't think we have to worry about that right now.
No, we have some time.
Is it really only the plus two it's highest tiers? It's
resetting
tiers?
On the weekend, so...
Yeah.
Rank reset?
We're going back... New character, new map.
Do we know what the character is yet?
No.
No idea? Or?
It's supposed to be Blade. But they need more tanks, frankly. They need more variety in tanks and healers. So, I don't know how many more DPS characters are going to fucking add. Yeah. One tank. So now there's like 9 tanks so and there's like 30 DPS.
They'll probably add a healer.
That'd be good. More variety would be great.
Because they did DPS and a tank. So now they should... To even it out, they should add a healer.
Yeah, Magneto can do a shit ton of damage. I'm just not used to, like, he's slow as fuck.
Yeah, he's super slow. Oh, my God.
So, like, I have to slow my game down a little bit. Like, you can't be, like, ADHD trying to spaz with Magneto. Like, his gun shoots really slow. So, yeah. You have to be, like, much smarter about that. And, like, his movement's crazy slow, which incentivizes you to not die even more because you're, like, I don't know. So I'm getting used to that, but it's fun. Different. Fun to change it up. Then just play Hela and Punisher. But those are fun too. Boys gotta hop on.
Run it up.
We got a couple more minutes, boys. Run it. What you got? Nothing?
Nothing.
Holy shit. Well, you come here with nothing?
Wait, what time? I mean, how long we been airing for?
We have 58 minutes.
Oh, okay. We big chilling. We big chilling.
Nothing?
I mean, hey, I'm just going to throw it out there since this is a golf podcast that Augusta is...
Thanks for listening, everybody.
...right around the corner.
Yeah.
And as it's... my favorite golf event to watch. I'm sure you'll have it on in the office, James.
Probably.
Rob, you should get your coworkers, like, tell them to put the fucking Masters on when you guys are working.
We don't have TVs in the office.
What? Well, you guys got phones. You can prop one up.
I'm sure.
They do have a good broadcast.
I'm sure one of them will have the game plan or the match.
I do love watching the Masters. It always makes me wish I was golfing. You guys ever get that feeling? Or
yeah, I'd rather be golfing than being at work.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd probably rather be playing Rivals, number one, and then number two would be golf, and number three would be work.
I have, like, random urges to go play, but it's never like, I'm going to look at a tee time and book it. Like, it's just...
It is definitely the worst part about golfing is, like, finding a tee time and, like, organizing and then actually, like, getting there, but like once you're there, you're like, I am so happy I did that. Because last week, again, I didn't fucking call, so...
I want to play at Tejeras Creek really bad.
Dude, I've been wanting to play at Tejeras Creek recently.
I want to play there really bad.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard some good stuff about it.
Tejeras and Arroyo are definitely like on my list where I can't believe I haven't played either of those golf courses.
What's the cost?
Arroyo is definitely a little bit more expensive than Tejeras. Tejeras you can play midweek for like, I think I saw times, maybe it was like 89 or 110 or something like that. Maybe.
Fuck. So on the weekend it's like 150?
I think on the weekends, yeah, you're talking like definitely like 130 Sheesh. To 150 or something like that.
Hell no.
And then Arroyo is just not. I think Arroyo, even like weekday, is like 130, 140.
I'll see people playing Tejeras on my way to work. I'm like, damn, they got up early for this shit.
Yeah. Oh, God. What a just fantastic thing to do. Just play Tejeras. That would be great. I would love to play that course. Yeah, I was thinking about playing this last weekend on Sunday, and I was looking up to play golf on the weekends at any halfway decent course is like, you're like, are you fucking serious? Like, I looked up, I was texting Tyler because Tyler was the one that wanted to play on the weekend. So I was looking it up, and I'm gonna show you this, because I wrote it in a text message. But it was 121 to play Red Hawk.
Damn.
It was 110 to play Eagle Glen. It was $211 to play Oak Quarry.
Jeez, I'd rather go play somewhere in Arizona.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, Oak Quarry? Like, dude, there's fucking nothing out there. Like, what are you talking about, $211 to play that course? Like,
prices are going to keep going up, too.
Why? I feel like, I believe golf is trending down, if anything. Like, it is becoming slightly less popular than it has in the last previous 2 or 3 years.
I'm
surprised the demand is still high enough to require those prices.
I think it's kind of a California thing, if I'm being honest.
Oh, it's...
Where, like, the tee times are slammed in, like... SoCal, yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Because they can.
But I think in other states, it's probably not as bad.
Dude, it's... Golf in general is much cheaper in other places, besides maybe, like, Miami, South Florida. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fine. But... Or, like, Long Island, I hear, like, is bad, too. Because, like, everyone that wants to play in New York City has to go out to Long Island.
Yeah, or New Jersey. Yeah,
yeah, so there it's pretty expensive.
It's where all the good golf courses are. So, yeah.
But, like, if you want to play in Kansas on Saturday, like, it is going to be 10, 20% more expensive on the weekend. But the baseline is going to be, like, $50 instead of $100.
You know what I think is probably, like, a low-key good place to go golfing?
Wisconsin.
Is fucking Texas.
Yeah.
Because Texas has lots of land, and it's way less expensive, and there's also like a lot of golf courses, so it's like you could probably find tee times pretty easily.
Yeah,
I mean, they just
not an all year long thing, but
yeah, I mean, at least they had a tour event in Houston. It was at this municipal course, and this municipal course looked fucking awesome. Really? Awesome. It looked so good, and. I mean, like, for residents, it's, like, super cheap. It was, like, $30 if you're a resident. And it was $10 if you're a junior and a resident.
One ticket, please.
Yeah. But, but yeah, I mean, if you're out of town, it was, like, $130. But you're playing, like a really nice golf. Like, it's really well maintained as far as, like, the conditions.
So, tomorrow morning, 6:30 at Tejeras Creek. 1:30.
Is it 1:30?
Oh my god.
That's public rate.
On a Wednesday morning?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Yeah, you think the highest you can pay is up to like 145 at 1:50 tomorrow?
Damn.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, at least
after 3 o'clock, it's $76.
Like anywhere close,
you're not gonna finish.
Anywhere close to the five, it's like yeah. Like any halfway decent courses, it's just yeah, it's tough. Where I've been playing a lot recently is Costa Mesa Country Club.
I played that a lot. It's cheap.
It's just because it's like cheap enough. Like,
but it is like full size. That's why I like it. Like
exactly.
What is it? Mesa Linda has like par 5. It's long ish. If you want to play long. Whereas, like, DLB is obviously, like, way shorter.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
I haven't played Miles Square in a long time recently.
It's been a while.
I don't know. I don't know how expensive that course is. There's no way it's that expensive because it's pretty vanilla and flat.
I think when I used to play there, like 3 years ago, it was like $60.
Okay.
I got no itch. I heard the Elite drivers are good, though. That is what I heard.
Yeah.
Haven't had my hands on one, but...
Dude, my algo keeps pushing these videos of, like, My Golf Spy, like, but it's, like, the owner and, like, this other guy talking. Yeah. And, like, it's actually... their clips have been really interesting.
I like those guys.
Yeah, no, the My
They're
Golf
impartial,
Spy...
impartial, seemingly.
Yeah, they make good content, like, both written and, like, now on social media. So, yeah, I mean, I have high trust and praise for those guys.
Maybe good it's stuff. Maybe it's time we sell our clubs.
What the fuck?
And then what? What do we put that money into?
Gaming? Come on.
You're gonna buy a PC?
Yeah, maybe I'll build my PC rig. It's not the worst idea.
You guys are killing me. I could never do that. Are you thinking about it?
You already posted an offer up. A little do you know, he went beep boop beep boop.
No.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
No.
Nah.
No.
Unless.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Well, I mean, I use them once a year.
Mine's still sitting in our travel bags we bought.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude, maybe one of these days I'm a book. Like a Dos Lagos round or something like that. Like a weekend Dos Lagos round.
Let's just run it back to fucking Oso Creek.
We can run it back
Costa.
To Oso Creek. Costa? Costa.
What's that now? $75?
Yes. It's up to fucking bullshit.
I was about to say that is not a cheap
some
golf
booty.
Course
it's $80
anymore.
Now. Get the fuck out of here.
And then what? Fucking the San Clemente course? Shorecliffs is what, like 100?
Shorecliffs, I actually...
Where do they get off?
No, Shorecliffe 70? No.
It's not $100. It's $100 now.
No,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like 100.
Like,
and like all they did was like make a new clubhouse and like they have like a bar and kitchen. They make like slightly better food and like have a bunch of alcohol, but like that course just is not $100.
They got rid
course.
Of their range. It's bullshit.
It's a $50 golf
they
course.
They never really they put houses there and shit.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Oh, man, that it's such a shame because, like, that could be an awesome golf course.
The landscape is cool, and they could make it more interesting and nicer, but they don't. I mean, there are trailers on one part, aren't there? What are we talking about here? There's that one that goes to the left.
That's 8 miles.
And if you slice it to the right, it's all trailers right there. So I don't know how exactly high-end the clientele is around there. Jesus. Spill your pot. You should get the water thing right there, dumbass. All right, let's wrap it.
All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like, subscribe, let us know how you felt. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
Peace.